I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of things. I have to give credit where credit's due. Number one, I actually like this person. He's come on the show a couple of times and we've had really fun conversations. I enjoy talking to him. I think he's a very knowledgeable person. He's somebody I would want to represent my university. Travis Goff, who's the AD at Kansas, he's smart. If there's one thing I know about Kansas, certainly while he's in charge, oh, they're going to figure out a way to get to the money. Remember when you guys were all mad about that First National Bank logo being on the court? And you guys were just mad for like one day about it, and then it just went away, and then we never talked about it again. Remember that? Because I do. I remember. How dare you disrespect the floor? It just never comes up anymore. You don't even notice it. You've never talked to anybody. You don't care. It's easy. It was an easy bag for Kansas to go pick up. Now, Rob, have you seen this? They're putting a little patch on the football jerseys. Now, they're putting Ripple, which I was told is some version of cryptocurrency. I don't have any of it. Maybe you guys have some Ripple. But they signed a sponsorship deal. Friend of the show, Mike Vernon, he says this sponsorship deal is worth $30 million over a five-year stretch.
It'll be on all jerseys, by the way, basketball, football, baseball.
So the basketball is going to have it too.
Everyone's
they're not playing around. The baseball team, everybody, if you're wearing a Kansas Athletic uniform, you repping Ripple. That's what they're saying. Hey, $30 million? That's a nice little chunk of change to put into your NIL collective pot. A nice little chunk of change to make sure you can continue to stay competitive in the current landscape of college athletics. I know people are going to complain about these jerseys and patches and all of these things. Hey, $6 million a season, that takes care of a lot. That takes care of a lot. That funds a lot of things on campus. You can be a really, really good baseball program if you just gave $6 million to the program. You'd be Arkansas overnight if somebody gave $6 million to the baseball program. You'd damn near build a new stadium. Certainly some add-ons. This is smart, Kansas. This is a really, really good deal. Now, I don't know what the Big 12 was doing with that monster deal. That's nonsense. Each school gets $1 million. That's chump change. What can you do with $1 million if you're Kansas? You can't do anything with $1 million. It probably cost $1 million for all the official and unofficial visits that you have to pay for that. Don't do nothing for me. This $30 million. Oh, now we really get into the coin. That's what a good AD does. A good AD goes out there and rounds up the money and gets as much money to give to his coaches, to give to the NIL collective, to stay with players. Travis Goff, this was a very, very good, very, very smart move by you.
I agree. I also would say the Ripple thing is different than the First National Bank thing because their logo's red and blue, so it'll meld pretty well with the jerseys. You might not notice it at all. And let me tell you something. This is the future of college athletics. You know how we've been talking a lot about soccer this week? I know you don't watch the club level of soccer. You don't watch that. Do you know what every club team in the EPL has on their jersey?
Got a bunch of patches.
A lot of fly Emirates across the middle. A lot of, you know, Samsung or whatever across the front. This is probably the future of college athletics unless we get more private money. But Ripple, welcome to the team. Apparently their CEO went to Kansas. So there you go. Easy way to get a donation is to slap his logo on some jerseys.
That's all I'm saying. I mean, I really like this. I think this is really smart. I think it's very innovative. I think this is what good athletic departments do. You pull money out of the air. That's what they did. They pulled money out of the air. They pulled $30 million out of the air. It doesn't come from you, the fan. They're going to reinvest this money into the athletic program. Let's try to make a bowl game. Let's try to continue to get top-notch recruits in basketball. Let's continue to turn this baseball program around and try to get to a College World Series. Rob, why don't you try to become a baseball season ticket holder now? Just go ahead. How much is it to be a baseball season ticket holder in Kansas? $200? $300?
It can't be much.
I'm serious. Look it up during the commercial break. Right now, if you want to support Kansas baseball with season tickets, you're not willing to donate $200 more to support Kansas Athletics? You'll probably still go to a couple of games. Sure, you're going to end up burning some of those games, but if they're good again next year, you'll be happy you made a little $200 investment.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I would advise you to do. That would be my suggestion to you. So, was this new? The only reason I'm asking this question is, did Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift not go on a honeymoon? Because they just posted the Tom Brady episode, and I just saw that they're going to Juju Smith-Schuster's wedding, which is this weekend coming up. Did they not go on a honeymoon? Did they not take a couple of days for themselves?
I mean, maybe the episode was recorded ahead of time.
It could have been. I have absolutely no clue. I just saw that they just posted a new episode with Tom Brady, and it just got posted, and I just saw plans that they have for this weekend. If I got married to Taylor Swift, you know where we would be? Somewhere where you have no clue where we were. I would tell you about it when I got back on my podcast, maybe at a press conference or so, but you know where I would not be if I was Travis Kelce right now? America. You know where I'd be? I'd be in Italy somewhere. We would have the greatest honeymoon in the history of honeymoons if I was Travis Kelce. He a better man than me. I don't know what they got going on, but I would be here. Is she recording an album or something? He ain't got no football obligations. He's off work. This is the time y'all should be spending together, off doing the cool things.
Maybe they honeymooned before the wedding. I mean, they have funds where it's not like, hey, donate to the honey fund and we'll all go somewhere. This is like a, let's go a few weeks ahead of the honeymoon.
I would still keep doing it. I would just always be on vacation. That's what I would do.
Never stay in one spot.
I would just always be on vacation. If you're telling me money and destination is no issue, I would be having the greatest Morocco honeymoon that any two human beings have ever had. So I'm bringing that up because they had Tom Brady on the New Heights podcast. They always just get the absolute best guest on that podcast.
That's why Tom was invited to the wedding. Hey, sit down with us and do the pod.
No,
you
I get
invite.
It. I get it. He also works at Fox. Also important to note. So here is Tom Brady on the New Heights podcast. He was asked to settle the Brady and Belichick debate. Here's Tom Brady.
Nobody more important on Sunday than the quarterback. Now, everybody's important. The person who washes the clothes is important. The quarterback just has an outsized kind of ability to help the team win because he touches the ball so much.
Yes, yes.
But I need everybody to do their job. But if you have bad quarterback play, it doesn't matter what else you do, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
And if you have bad coaching, it doesn't matter how well the players are doing, you're going to lose. So I just think that question is like, they're all important. There's no way I could have been the player I was without him. And I think we pushed each other to, you know, get the best out of each other. And I think he's incredible. Anyone who played underneath him would say the same thing.
Can I settle the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick debate? I feel like this needs my voice. It needs my input. In the first half of Tom's career, it was Bill. I know Tom has turned out to be the superhero, but that organization took the 199th overall pick and won a Super Bowl with him. It's one of the greatest stories in the history of American sports. They get credit. Tom was a little bit of a caretaker. At least that was our perception early on in their career. But I think the problem was Bill, he made Tom Brady too strong. Like, he created a superhero, and then the superhero just got too big and powerful. He started being able to do too much superhero stuff.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.